victory in the camp. Thank you, Lord, for victory. Victory in our hearts. Victory in our life. Victory. Victory. The shout of victory is amongst them. The shout of the king is in the midst of them. Thank you. Thank you for victory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for opening us up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for voice of victory. Voices of victory. Thank you, Lord God, for voices of victory. Rising up in us. Coming out of us. Thank you. Voices of victory in this place. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for awakening. Thank you, Lord, for awakening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. See, when you confess good morning several times, the money becomes good.
Yes.
You don't get used to say good morning. Yeah, good morning, yeah, good morning, yeah, good morning. Becomes good morning. That's you are imparting the goodness into that morning.
Yes.
That's where it came from. Impartation of goodness. Yes. And God is good.
Yes.
Good morning. I give you good this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, we thank you. You are so good to us. So good. 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 So good to us. Thank you, Lord. And we ask you this morning, Lord, that you help us. Help us, Lord. We receive the help that you've given to us. We receive this morning the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you in this place. We acknowledge you in our thought. We acknowledge you in our action. We acknowledge you in our obedience. We acknowledge you in our response this morning. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge your presence. And we say, Holy Spirit, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. We are willing and we are obedient. We are willing and we are willing. Hallelujah. Have your way, Spirit of living God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word of life, the word of God, the incorruptible seed that is alive on the inside of each and every one of us in this place. The word of God, incorruptible, not subject to defeat, not subject to corruption, not subject to decay, not subject to failure. Not subject to death, not subject to sin. This word is alive, 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 quickened on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And we are born of this word. We take our very being, our very life comes out of this word, comes out of this victorious word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Once again, this is a good morning to everyone in this place. My name is Sunkami Oshakwa, one of the prayer leaders in this place. I serve under Ms. Iva Bennett, the prayer director of this ministry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God knows how to move people, you know. So if you have been in that place, and it seems as if nobody sees you, nobody says thank you to you, nobody really knows what you are doing and all the things that you are doing. Nobody even says thank you. They just breeze past you. That is a lie. Because God sees. And he is somebody. He sees it. And he takes account. The best accountant. He knows what has happened in the past. He knows what is happening right now. He knows what is going to happen.
Yes.
He said, the Bible says that he listens to their conversation in Malachi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just their conversation. That's you are chatting away and you are talking about, oh, I just like that shirt. I'm going to get that shirt. Oh, this is so nice on you. Now you know people I'm talking about. So nice on you. And God is like, wow. Look at that. Did you hear that? The Bible says he listens to their conversation.
Right.
No, it's true. It's in the Bible. It's in Malachi. It's really, he listens. It's in Malachi. You want us to, let's check there. And in listening to that conversation, he says a book of remembrance is opened. A book, which means some of your conversations, maybe we'll do like this. Some of your testings, like our president, will be read in the time to come. And they will sit around. Let's listen. Hey, let's listen to that conversation. Episode number 3,000,045. Okay. Now, when we get to that place, you will say, I said so. That's what that guy was talking about. This conversation. Okay, where is it now in Malachi? 16? 3:16? I know. No, it's there somewhere. Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, that sought upon his name. A book of remembrance. So God listens. And it doesn't end here. You know, David might think that it ended there when he was going in the woods looking for a place for the Lord, looking for to build a house for the Lord. He might think that, oh, I just like to find a house for the Lord. I'm not going to my bed. I can't sleep in my palace. No, 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 no. I can't build me a house until I have found a place, until I have built a place for the Lord. And the Bible says it is said of him. They saw him. People heard him, and a book of remembrance was opened. And we are making reference to David today. So don't think that a book of remembrance is not open for you. It is. And the beauty of this is that we can actually have a drawdown on some of the things that is reserved for us. Now, when I say these things, people are like, draw down. It means draw down is, we heard that word, okay. I used to work in the mortgage industries while I was in Nigeria. That was my first job, loan officer. So you have a facility, say $10 million facility in the bank. Then you have to, the bank has approved you for $10 million, okay? It's there in the bank. In order to get that money, you have to have done some things. So you bring, say, 50 tons of cocoa delivered in the warehouse. You get a receipt of your cocoa. Cocoa is where you get your chocolate. Cocoa, buttercream, you know? Oh, okay, cool. I'm in the right company. Hallelujah. So you deliver it into the warehouse. You get a receipt from the warehouse and go to the bank. I have just delivered into the warehouse 50 tons cocoa. This is worth 1.5 million. Based on our agreement, you are supposed to release to me 1.5 million so I could go back to the farm and get more cocoa. The bank will verify what you have delivered and see and sign up on it, send it to the manager, sign up on it, and they release check to you. Sometimes we carry it in bags. Yeah, cash. You don't want them to know it's car. You hide, you know, you put it in the back, boot of your car. You dress like somebody who is nothing. Yeah, cash. Because the farmers want cash. No, farmers are not high-tech farmers that you have these days. Farmers want cash. They've come from the hinterland, from the villages. They come to the city to take cash. Okay, so you give them cash. Don't give them check. Give them cash. So we take the cash to our to our office, deliver it there, and of course the farmers are waiting. I happen to be the one that goes to the bank and do the drawback, the drawdown. And you have to a lot of fighting involved. It's not like this type of fighting, but a lot of words go back and forth. A lot of negotiating. Yeah, that's what I mean. Hard negotiation. If he doesn't answer you, you go meet the boss up there and tell the boss the life story of that guy who has not answered you and why that guy is really disturbing us, the customer, and wants this bank to fail. And then the boss is like, who wants my bank to fail? And you know, it's all kind of things. But we get our money. Now, that's just a story about drawdown. Okay, so that money has been waiting for us in the bank. It belongs to us. But you have to go there with your receipt and draw down. So what do? We that are believers, you need to remind God about who you are. I have been qualified for X amount. You have been qualified. You have it. I have it. So you have to go and present your request and say, it's his own. Now, there are bad guys called Satan. And he has people or connections that will not allow you to take your drawdown that has been approved by heaven to your house. So what do? You have some conversation with him. You tell him where his father is from, where his mother is from. And it's not a nice thing. When you begin to talk about somebody's father and somebody's mother, it's not a nice thing from where I come from. You tell him his story. You tell him his hand. And you tell him who you are. Don't you know me? You have to do that. You know, when we came, when we first came to America, I haven't worked in the finance sector, and because people don't want to give you what belongs to you, so you have to fight, you know? Mm-hmm. Even when the money is yours, you have to, you know, tell the cashier, don't you know me? Mm. You know, you have to say some things. So, Sovereign Bank in Worcester, Massachusetts. So I went to the bank.
Oh, Lord.
We had some money in the bank, maybe like $200, you know, African man, $200 in the bank. And it was my wife's account. I'm not on that account.
Nope. Can't do it.
From where I come from, if I introduce myself, that I am the husband of this person. And this is our checkbook, and I need to get money from this account. Tell me how much is in the account.
No, it's fraud.
They will say, do you know him? Yeah, he's the husband. Just let him, just give him what he wants, you know. It's okay, it's not a thief. So I apply the same principle. In Sovereign Bank.
Lord have mercy, they must throw you out.
And Sovereign Bank said, sorry, sir, we can tell you account. I said, no, she's my wife. Yeah, we can. It's personal. I said, it's our personal account. It's my account. She's my wife. They say, sorry, I can't help you. I said, are we done? I said, no, we're not done. I'm here to collect money.
Security. Sunkami, I was a head teller. No, you ain't getting the money.
Yeah, I learned quickly. And you know, they are so nice, they just talk to you calmly. Now, me, I'm shouting, but they are calm. Yeah. Sorry, sir, we can't do that. It's not the bank's principle. It's not the bank's way of doing things. Policy. It's not the bank's policy. We can't really do that. I said, no, you can do that. I have the check. No, we can't do that. If you want to talk to the supervisor, they brought supervisor in. He said the same thing calmly. They brought the manager in. And I was like, you know, I'm going to close my account. I'm going to close.
But it's not yours. You can't close it.
Yeah, over $200. Yeah, my money.
We used to laugh at
stuff. Oh, Jesus is Lord. So when you go to do the drawdown, make sure it's your account. Make sure your name is on the account. And you have your ID.
Yes. At least one picture. Yeah. And it's called a withdrawal.
Yeah.
We don't understand.
Even the teller that knew me several times, even today, still asked me for my ID. After we've talked about my child that is in this and that, he still say, can I see your ID, please? I'm like, you know me, don't you? Okay, take. This is the ID. Amen?
Amen.
So sometime, or all the time, in the realm of the spirit, your ID ought to be known.
Yes.
Now, how we know your ID is not the shirt you wore. Or that you made your hair very well this morning. In the realm of the spirit, we don't know you. That is not your address. Now, that is good for me and you, you know, in the flesh, in this realm. But in the realm of the spirit, your identity comes out through your mouth. It has to come out of you. Now, if you are incapacitated and you can't say something, then you can have a representative. That's where the intercessor comes in and stand in the gap and begin to argue that case. That, it belongs to him. It belongs, that's his name. Yeah, that's his name. You have to make sure that he gets his money. You have to release that money. Yeah, because who are you? Yes, I represent. I'm representation right here. By the blood of Jesus, he's the daughter of the Most High God, and I stand here as the son of the Most High God, representing her or representing him, and we are getting this house. Okay, you can have it. So my address is what comes out of my mouth. Remember, the Lord listened. Listened to what? You see, he's looking for opportunity to, he's not trying to listen to the junk. He's trying to get something to write down on his account, on our account. Something that could be reckoned with later in future. So that's why we ought to be saying some things. The conversation. That conversation really, Bible says, in time past, we had our conversations. Now that word conversation means transaction. Dealings. So in the realm of the spirit, you think you are talking. In the realm of the spirit, you are moving stuff.
All right.
Things are moving. In the realm of the spirit, things are moving. In this kingdom, the way we move things is through our words. The way we move the forces is through our words. We know that, right? Yeah, I know I'm speaking to the choir, but Sister Eva said that, you know, now she has never told me that before, but this time around she said, soon, I want you to take it Friday for me. Then she called me again. She said, you know, I really want to stay on the word. I want you to teach them. I want people to be fed. I want them to be fed because we are not yet there. We need to be fed. We need to be encouraged. So I'm relying on the Holy Ghost this morning to say some things that will ignite something in me and ignite something in you.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, hallelujah. So where are we, Lord? Words, yeah. So let's go to... Okay. Let's go to the psalm that Sister Eva used the last two times she was here. Psalm 82. That psalm woke up again in me because I knew that psalm a long time ago. I know you are trying to judge my age and stuff like that, but even if it is yesterday, it's a long time ago. Psalm Psalm 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. So God said, think about it. Three. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Five. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundation of the earth are out of course. Now that verse 5 that is saying they know not is talking about the gods. It's talking about, and these gods is you and I. So because we don't know, because we don't understand, the Bible says the foundation of the heart is out of course. So if things are out of course, things are not happening the way they are supposed to happen, is because somebody is not occupying his or her place. Somebody is not judging here.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Now, so let's go to being a judge. If you haven't been to court before, praise God, it's good. Now, if you've been, it's also good because you are here today, you are victorious. And if you haven't done any of those, you've watched Judge Mattis or Judge Judy, right, on TV. Nobody has watched Judge Judy. Judge Judy, Judge Mattis, and all those judge stuff.
Yes.
What is something that is known about those judges? Authority. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else?
They are tough.
Yeah, tough is good. Yep. They make decisions that affect other people's life. Yep.
What they say goes.
That is what I am looking for. A judge, you don't have a dumb judge. I don't know. It's possible. Maybe somebody is interpreting for the judge. It's possible. But a judge speaks. And what he says goes. And affects other people's life. Decides whether that guy goes to jail or is free. Decide whether he's acquitted or what's the other word? Convicted. Convicted or acquitted. No, remember, English is my second language. So bear with me.
We'll help you. We're here to help you. We'll help you, bro. You're all right.
So he said, how long, verse 2, will ye judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Now, let's look at the example of somebody that was a judge in the Bible. Let's go to the book of Judges and we see Madam Deborah. Deborah is in 5, right? Is it 5? Okay, no, it's in 4. 4. Yeah, Deborah. Okay, so this is the introduction to the prophetess, Deborah. It says, and the children, verse 3, 4, 3, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophet, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidot, she judged Israel at that time. So she was doing some judging, right? She was doing some work. Mm-hmm. 5. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw towards Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee unto the river Kishon, and Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I would deliver him into thy hand. So now, the picture the Lord gave me in this place is Deborah just does what Judge Judith does. She's known as a judge, and she judges right. She's tough. Somebody say tough. Yeah, she's tough. She does the judgment right, and everybody knows her as that. But a time came. And if you go further, somewhere it says, Deborah arose in the land. So we are going to read that place. Lord, where is that? 9? Okay. And she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou makest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman. And Deborah arose. Check that word out. It says arose. All this while, the Bible says she sits under the palm tree of Deborah, judging. When the assignment came, when she finally located herself, the Bible says she arose. Now, if you go to Psalm 60, verse 1, it says, Arise and shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So we see here Deborah arising as a judge. So go back. Now, if you read the story, you will see that when she arose, she had a new identity that nobody ever knew of. We began to see Deborah rule in the heavenlies. If go and read a song, that is where the secret of this warfare is. You read a song, you go further, spend time and read this. Go and read a song. He said the fight in the heavens, stars fighting. Things are happening here. Angels are moving here. Why? Because Deborah arose. Okay. Now, let's go back to our 82, Psalm 82. I know we have, because we are prayers, we want to pray, we love to pray, and God has placed a grace upon our lives to pray. And it is all good. But there are times when you have fought battle, they will rotate you. They will say, you don't have to be wounded before they bring you back home to rest. Right. Even if it is for a few weeks. They bring you back home.
R&R.
What? Oh, okay. That's what it means. Oh, R&R. Okay. You see, I'm learning here. They want you to rest. So Sister Iva wants us to rest. Amen. Now, it doesn't mean that when we are resting, we are not doing work. Like now, when we were worshiping this morning, man, we were doing some things. I saw some movement in the victory campaign that is going on right now. I saw movement there as we were worshiping God. I saw movement in that place. But we are resting. Okay. So they bring you back home and let you relax, visit your family member, chill out, and just relax. No. I have my mates on the battlefront. They are there. I can't leave my guys. The general says, go back home. We know your guys are there. Just go back home. And you have to obey the order, right? So as much as it's in us to pray, hallelujah, relax. Come back. Come and rest. So we are resting, amen?
Amen.
And these are nice stories we can, you know, just enjoy. So we've seen Deborah there. Okay, so we are now in 82 back. So God, when he came among the gods, when he came to listen to your conversation, and he says, how long will ye judge unjustly? That word judgment means separation. A judge separates good from evil. A judge, you know, the lawyer for the defense, if it's an evil defense, wants to say, what I did that was evil is not actually evil. And if you are not careful, if you don't watch it, the guy who is guilty will be set free, and the guy who did wrong can actually have another lawsuit against him because he doesn't have a good representation. So, we as judge cannot blur the line. God is saying that, how long? When is this going to end? When are you going to call a sin a sin? When are you going to call laziness laziness? When are you going to call being busybody and just all over the place? When are you going to call it what it is? Call it what it is. Judge right. When you judge right, then there is defense for the poor. Now, the temptation or the way it is for me to have it. By the way, this is my wife, Enyina. She's the one that allows me to come for prayer meetings. If you see me around. I just thank God for that. I mean, the Lord knew where I was going. He gave me me. Whichever one. Yeah, she allows me, I'm telling you. She does. Okay, so you get your house in order, you get your wife, you if you are married, your children, things, just like Deborah was judging and just doing her own things. But when the higher calling came, she first of all called that guy. And the guy said, you better join me up in this matter. And she rose up. Now, so we use our faith to get those things, amen? We get our house, we are paying our bills, and then now there are other people's bills that is not paid. Might have lost some people there. There are other people going through some situation. But I'm good, see my new car, see my new house, see my wife, see my children, everything is good, God is good to me, and I just thank him, and that's where he or she stops. But God is saying, how long? I have so many other people bound. I have so many other people that don't know what they are doing. What are you doing about it? Come out from under the palm tree of Deborah and come to the national scene. Come out from that place and come out. Arise and shine. Let your light so shine that people might see your glory. Yes, you've won little battles here. You've won this year. But stop putting the candle under the table. It is a dumb thing in Africa. I know you people don't understand candle here again, because candle here means candle light dinner. And so they put off the light and they put this tiny candle on the table and you want to eat dinner. I mean, you can't even see the food. Doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm like, I can't even see what I'm eating. Is this fish or is this, what is this?
Take out your phone.
Oh, you need to use your phone now and say, oh, okay. Because you are having candlelight dinner. Now, in the time of Jesus, they were not having candlelight dinner. The candle has to be set on a table for people to see. It is not now put off all the electric light. We want to be in the dark and want to eat. It's just culture. It's just, I apologize if I offend you, but it's just the way we think, the candle stuff. So Jesus Christ says, when you have the candle, put it where? On the table. On the table. Don't hide it. Don't cover it. If you can make it a big candle for it to light everywhere, make it big. Let everyone, nobody needs to be tripping in your living room because you have a candle. Blame, okay, you can blame me. Don't blame the Holy Ghost. Just tell the Holy Spirit, please help him. This guy needs help. So a judge, a judge sets people free. A judge gets involved. That is what I do. That is what you do. That is the purpose of the confession coming out of my mouth, is to judge, is to declare. Now, it's possible for a judge to say, so you are going to jail. Now, the guy might not go to jail for the next 3 months. Does it mean that the judge did not proclaim judgment? There might be some paperwork that needs to be filed. So if you have told the devil something and it looks as though he's still running up and down, just know that it's a chicken whose head has been cut off. You know the story of the chicken that his head is cut off, right? Now, I won't go into that today. No, I won't tell it. Yeah, that will be in another tape. I'm trying to be like Brother Copeland here. So. So if you issue a command, there are processes. There are kingdom processes. Okay, so you went to court and Judge Judy said that, go and give him $3,000 because you cheated him. And I said, okay, and they go out and they do their, you know, those their interview. I didn't like it. I like it. Yeah, 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 yeah. And they go. Don't think that the guy or the lady got the $3,000 right away. You might have to get the collection involved, a collector, to get that money out. But a judgment has gone forth. God said that the moment that Daniel prayed, there was a dispatch from heaven. The moment there was a dispatch. But then we have somebody who has assumed as the god of the world, Satan. And he has his boys. I don't think any of those demons are ladies. I think they are all boys. Women can't be that evil. So, see, now they like me. Okay. you haven't seen some that manifest. Okay. So he has these demons that are released to block the release. So God heard you when you prayed. God heard me. Your conversation, the word that is coming out of your mouth is having effect. You might not show. Now, in the time zone, in the time realm, we count in seconds, in minutes, in this thing. In the other world, in the other realm where we are supposed to be living, it is immediate. It's an immediate realm. So, because you are here, does not mean that it's not working for you there. So now we know about gods, which we have. We know about we as the judge. We know about there's something that we release. The currency in the realm of the spirit is your words that is released. Now that we know about that, let's go to the word. So let's go to John chapter 1, verse 1, where Miss Iva was. We are going to pray, I know. But she told me. So, and you know, sometimes she doesn't hide it when she's coding me. So I just smile and do a nice face. Pretend as though it's not me she's talking about. So, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So, we are the children of God. And Psalm 82 verse 1 says, ye are gods, right? Yes. So, we are born of God. We are born of his word. If all things were made by the word, the word that God spoke, then if things are going to be made in my life, and there are going to be things that remain, they have to come out of the word that I speak. Many times, that is the area we want to know. No, let Sister Iva speak over me. I want Brother Copeland to speak over me. I want this person to speak over me. But you know that the most powerful miracle you ever received that transformed you from the realm of darkness into the realm of light was not because they spoke over you, it's because you spoke. Now, what they spoke over you ignited what you are supposed to speak. It ignited the word inside you. It ignited the reasoning. Yeah, that makes sense. But it doesn't make sense, but I'm just going to pray with them anyway. Jesus, I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior. I believe you that you died for me and I am born again. Amen. I'm born again. Yeah. Are you born again? Yeah. They said if I pray that prayer, I'm born again. I believe I'm born again. I choose to believe I'm born again. So therefore, I'm born again. But you're still wearing the same shirt. Yeah, I am born again. But you still look blue. Yes, I'm born again. But you're still, your leg is not still straight. Yes, I am born again. It doesn't change the fact that I am born again. Because you spoke it. That word transformed me. Change my address. In computer world, they call it IP address. Change my address. Located me. Boom. This is his new address. This is the address of this guy. This is his new identity. Because I spoke. Now, other things can be connected to that address. Health will be connected to that address. Wealth will be connected to that address. Your family will be connected to that address. Because God said he opened a book. And he wrote your conversation. Don't think that God is like, what's that guy's name? If the phone company knows where I am this second.
They know where you are.
Knows where you are this second. You might think that they don't know. In fact, if they are very bad, they can even spy on you. Mm-hmm. Without you even knowing. You say, no, I didn't turn, I turned off the privacy. Who told you that? That they can't turn it on. They are just being nice to you. In fact, when we know that, many times they are not also nice. That's why you open the computer, and because you went to look for shoe yesterday, then you open the computer tomorrow, and you saw shoes, advert of shoes.
Shoes on Facebook, shoes on Instagram, shoes
on Instagram. What is all this car advert? And then you close it, and then they relax a little, and the next 5 minutes, it just creeps up again. You go on Facebook, it's there. You go on Twitter, it's there. You go on BVOV, right on the side of BVOV, the guy is like, shoo. They know your address. Okay, so when we made that confession, an address was born out. In heaven, the Bible says your book will be written in the Lamb's book of life. Life. And that life, the Bible says, eternal life. Yes, yes. So anything you do from this time on is tied to the address. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes the enemy wants you to know that you don't have an address. He wants you to think that you don't have a name. Right. No, yeah, just no, forget about it. You know, that thing you did, forget about it. There's no way prosperity can be connected to you. No. Because in that address, there is a reservation. All spiritual blessings, remember that? Yes. Ephesians chapter 1, yes. In heavenly places, yes. In Christ Jesus. Yes. It's there. Yes. No, I told Brother Scott just came back from his vacation. He went on a cruise, praise God, hallelujah. So I told him before he left, I said, Brother Scott.
Somebody has to do it,
yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that later. So, Brother Scott. Let's go back to Brother Scott here. I said, Brother Scott, wow, that was really good. He said, yeah, I'm going. I said, does it cover the food? He said, yeah. You are sure. Make sure you are sure. I believe that thing covers the food, covers entertainment. Now, don't go and pack a bunch of cracker and go and sit down in your room, you and your wife, and say, thank God they gave me a cabin, a room to stay in on this boat. I'm just going to stay here and just eat my cracker and just praise God and maybe go out there. If I see any water cooler, I drink some water out of it, just stay around, walk away, and just not mind my... He said, I know, it's covered. There is food, you can eat all you want. That the temptation is that you can actually have some weight on the boat. I said, okay, that's a good temptation. That's good. It's good that the food is covered. That ticket he got gave him access. Not only to be on a boat, to have his room, but to be able to go and eat anytime he wants to eat. To be able to sit around the people playing the music and just watch the music and just enjoy himself. Now, I don't know every other thing that is involved, but that is, he has access. Now, you do not have that access because you didn't buy the ticket.
That's right.
You are not on the boat.
Right.
Your husband got your ticket.
I know. Okay.
No, certain things we discuss around here, we don't just I know certain things, you know. Okay, so
since you know stuff and just ask, let me know when my husband
gets
it.
some you have to pray and fast too. to get.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Before you start saying, now, what did my husband plan? I said, I'll get back to you. Let me go for 3 days, and I'll get back to you. Okay, so our address, so you spoke the word and gave me an address, and in that new address, that house that Jesus Christ went to heaven to prepare a place for me, now I have a place in heaven, right? Now, would Jesus provide a house for me and not make sure that there's electricity in the house? And make it's not his style, right? Ah. He was ready to feed 5,000 people if the bread was available. That is the Jesus. So if he says, I'm going to prepare a place for you in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Mm-hmm. Haven't I told you before? Now, he was asking, have I not told you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, you told us. You told us. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So there is an address. It has my healing, it has my children, it has my wife, it has my friends, it has my assignment, it has the work I'm supposed to do. In fact, it has wardrobes that had nice clothing in it. And shoes. And cars. Nice cars. Lord, we're calling nice cars. Out of that heavenly abode, we're calling nice cars now. Nice houses.
Big houses.
Houses full of good things. Things.
Good things.
From a good God. So the world, so today we are sitting here together as children of the Most High God. We are enjoying ourselves. We are chatting. We are going through the world and we are seeing our address. Now, somebody who has not spoken that same word that we spoke, or maybe he or she spoke it, but forgot that in that word that he spoke, that gave him the same access and demonstration of life that Brother Copeland has, he too had it. That person could be right now in abject poverty. Even though Jesus already paid for it. So what is the difference? Now, I'm not comparing ourselves with ourselves. The Bible says they are smart. But what is the difference on our level of earthly things? Will you compare with that person that is born again, that believes that God is wicked, God brought evil on me, and you? Because the word came to you. Light came to you. Now, you chose to believe God that is a good God. Somebody can hear this same word and say, no, I will not believe. Because God is never good like that. And are you going to heaven? Yes. But I won't believe that because God does not act that way. They chose to believe. They chose. Now, so that word chose. What did you choose to believe? What did I choose to believe? If you choose to believe in the light of the revelation, in the light of the word, that I am supposed to remain sick and that this sickness is going to kill me, then that is a room you have decided to occupy for yourself. It is called putting the light under the bushel. And there is going to be a lot of people bumping their head in that house, a lot of people tripping in that house because the light is not where the light is supposed to be. And that man is a heavy prayer. Oh, see, our tongue is like the tongues of angels when she prays. But in this aspect of my life, a choice was made not to allow the lie to come up. Why? Because something happened to me several years ago, and it really hurt me. And because of that thing, I decided to form my way of thinking that God might not always save people because of the accident that happened to my relative. Because that my relative was a very wonderful person. She was so good. She was so nice. There is no sin in her. And boom, the car hit her. And that morning, she even spoke. I could remember her reading Psalm 91. And boom, she just died like that. How can I now believe that even when I make this confession today, that it won't happen to me? Can you see how we get our things wobbled? Twisted. By something that happened. And these are some of the things that when we get to heaven, it will be open to us to see all the laws at play, to see things that were working. So I cannot negotiate. You cannot negotiate away the goodness of the Lord because of something that happened. He is good. He is good all the time. I might not know, I might not even smell the goodness in this situation, but I choose to say that my God is good.
Amen.
This is what prayers do. You choose to believe. You choose to believe the word of God. You choose to believe the word of truth. You choose to believe the scripture. How can you be an effective prayer if you don't believe the end of your prayer? Prayer is an address. We are going somewhere in prayer. We are going somewhere in prayer. So somebody says, pray for me. What do you need? That my husband be healed. Okay, that's good. What are you standing on? Something out there. I mean, God is good. Yeah. Okay, do you know the scripture? Do you have an address? Do you have the word? Get the word. Let's agree on that word. And let's pray over that word. And let's take our life on that word. Our protection on that word. Our safety on that word. The future of your husband, we are going to stake it right now on this word. Brother Copeland, I was watching him yesterday. He said, was it yesterday? It was this morning's broadcast. He said, something was happening in my life, and I came to a point, I told the Lord, that just to show you, Lord, that this is my Bible, I'm standing on this Bible, because I've been hearing it inside me, the devil has been telling me that I'm going down the drain, you're going to go down the drain, you're going down the drain, there's no way you can make it. And I said, well, I'm going to stand on this Bible. And this Bible is going to plug that drain.
Yes. Yes.
So he stood on his Bible. I know to some people it is not right for you to stand on your Bible. But I think you need to stand on your Bible if you need to stand on your Bible. Sure foundation. And that was a demo. Now, you can't just run to the house and say, you know, I'm going to stand on my Bible and just jump on the Bible and expect the victory. You have to. Brother Copeland was saying some things. Wow. Now, don't forget, the enemy was saying some things to him. He was hearing the enemy and he was confessing and speaking things. Don't just stand on the Bible and just like this. I'm just going to stand on the Bible. Something has to be coming out of my mouth. And you know what, when something is coming out of your mouth that is not really coming out of your heart.
Yeah. Come on.
Uh-oh. My God.
Now, there is a line we have to draw in this thing. Sometimes it might actually be coming out of your mouth, but because your head is so loud, you might not even believe what is coming out of your heart. Because you can choose to believe. That you have pain in your leg does not mean by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And you have to allow that word, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed, to come out of your heart. And let it come out of your mouth. And somebody say, but you are still limping. Yes. But by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Yeah. If I was healed, I am healed. But you are still limping. So, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change the fact that I am healed. If you stand around with me, just tell the person, can you wait around with me for 3 days? Don't go home. Just follow me anywhere I go. Hear me speak the word. As you follow me, just keep saying what you're saying. I can see you limping. Keep saying it, okay? But I will keep saying my own. And that person, after some time, will leave you alone because you are going to start walking straight.
Amen.
We don't pick up our confession only when we are coming to church. Oh, I'm coming to church. Oh, Lord. Oh, forgive me, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. I don't want them to pick me out by the word of knowledge. No. Now, it's good for you to prepare when you are coming. Yeah. But let it be a preparation of growth, not always a preparation of, oh, forgive me, Lord, cleanse me. Plead the blood of Jesus. I don't want sister ever to say, no. What is this? No, that's not it. Amen? So the word transforms. The word becomes flesh. The word becomes flesh because I have placed the word on the inside of me. Bible says there is seed time and there is harvest time. Now, in between those times are all kinds of times. But don't forget, if the Bible says there is harvest, it means there is harvest. Yeah. Now, like I said, there are all kinds of times in between those times. There is time that you are so happy, and there is time that you are not happy.
Right.
There are times that you don't really want to read the Bible, but just read it. And you are reading and you are thinking about something else. You say, okay, come back in. Let's just read. I have to read my chapter a day. I don't care whether I'm happy about this. I'm just going to read my chapter a day. I'm going to read you. Yes. I finish. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And just read it. That you don't feel like eating, does it mean that you won't eat in a day? We all eat, right?
Yeah.
I hope we all eat if you're not fasting. Yeah. But you don't really, like in my house, we eat cereal every morning. The kids eat cereal every morning. Now there is a new timetable in the house that says cocoa hood, the boiled egg, and all those things. There's a new timetable, but the easiest one is just eat the cereal, the same taste, pour milk, and everybody eats, and everybody run out of the door. But there are other things you can eat. And the food is there, but somebody has to do something about the food, about the cocoa. Cocoa does not put himself in a bowl. It's never done.
Right.
So if nobody does cocoa stay dry. Okay, so we put the word inside us. You put the word inside you. You put the word inside you. You can it inside you. I put the word inside me. But like I said, there are times in between. So there are times where you have to do some weeding.
Yes.
Because yesterday you put in the word of healing. And after that word, then came pain in your leg. And the pain was excruciating. And you began to talk, and you begin to think, this leg, I don't even know whether this leg is, whether it's being healed or it's getting worse. Now you are saying something again. You are saying something because of pain. When that happens to you, if you bump your toe, and it's so hurtful, practice now that I will say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. My toe is healed. Hallelujah. I'm healed. That tells them in the house that you hit something. Amen? Yeah. Let that be the conversation. Not, oh, Jesus. No. Oh, Jesus. The only time that, oh, Jesus helps you is your salvation. After that, you have to say some relevant words for the situation. It saves you a lot of times when you say Jesus, but you can't just be getting used to, oh, Jesus, when you bump your head, oh, Jesus. That doesn't really help. That might be a general application of the balm. But if you want to fix that dot, then you need to say the right word. Amen? So we are on the word, amen? Yeah. In between, so the enemy comes, and then you are not happy. You don't even want to confess. You're like, what is the effect of my confession yesterday? So let me give you a quick picture, then we pray. So you are a farmer. You told your wife, we are going to have corn. And everybody is happy, wow, we are going to eat corn. Now, corn takes 3 months, 90 days. Okay? So you went to the farm, got the right corn that they should have used to eat in the house. You took the seed and you took it to the farm and you planted it. And you went back home and you decided on the 90th day to go back to the farm. You are not going to get a whopper chunk harvest. You are going to see weed. You are going to see pest. You are going to see your farm overgrown. That would be a foolish farmer. Now, a wise farmer will go back to the field and see the plant going and see weeds on the farm, right? And begin to remove the weed. That farmer, if it's dry, it will do some irrigation. Then he will go again in another 2 weeks, go and do another weeding. By now, the plants are grown. Many times we take this word and do nothing and just leave it there. Hopefully, I'm believing God for that, yeah. What of the bombardment of hell that has come against your believing God for a house? Things have come against that word since you first believed. What did you do about those weeds? Did you attack those weeds? You didn't attack it, you just expected. In 90 days, I'm going to eat corn. It doesn't happen that way. I know Jesus didn't specifically tell us we need to do some weeding. In fact, he said that you need to do weeding. He said, this type of weeding, please get angels involved. You do remember that parable? He said in the last days, angels will be brought out and begin to pick out all the seeds that the enemy has sown and cast it into the lake of fire. That was the only time I saw him talk about weeding. But no farmer has a farm and does not do weeding. Because the enemy, when you leave this place, you are going to be hearing bombardment against what you believe. What is your response? Our response. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Oste elekaba ashtekarado. Ejda munjele haste oshelabakaya. Mashte kelevongora bashtekabada. Oste kabago ole ambara kapa. So we open up, Lord, gereboshtaka. We open up, we go back to the farmlands, Lord. We go back to our fields, ele ndoroshte ekalaba. We go back to our fields, ele mashtekeba. Our fields of healing. our fields of restoration, our fields of wealth, our fields of progress, of great success. We go back into our fields of ministry. Yes, those seed of ministry in us, those assignments that you have placed in us, yes, we go back into our fields, even the fields of our children, oh God. Yes, Celebron de Kappa, that the enemy think it will steal them, that the enemy has put his mark that this one belongs to me. But no, we go to the field and we claim back that which belongs to us. We say that there is a seed time and there is harvest time. There is seed time and there is harvest. And even right now, we arise in the name of Jesus. We arise in the name of Jesus. And we declare right now, there is a rooting up. We root out everything that is offensive in our life. Everything that is offensive against our faith, against our belief, against our prayer life. We root out characters. We root out habits. We root those habits out in the name of Jesus. All forms of laziness, all forms of the camouflage of the enemy, all forms of pretensions. We come against pretensions right now. Pretensions in the midst of us. We come against those pretensions. Yes. Pretensions. All forms of pretensions. All forms of diabolic moves of the enemy. All forms of witchcraft moves, maneuvers of the enemy against our place, against our house, against our inheritance, against our calling. Yes, right now, we come, as it was with Jeremiah, we come and we root out in the name of Jesus. We root out these wicked works. We root them out in the name of Jesus. Yes, and oh Lord, those angels that are for this time, those angels that are assigned for this time, those angels that are assigned for this time, we speak the release of you angels. You go forth right now into our field. You go forth right now into our assignment. You go with us right now. You go with us, and we declare a rooting out, the uprooting of everything that offends in the name of Jesus. Every thought pattern of wickedness, every lying thought, every lying imagination, we cast you down from your high place in the name of Jesus, and we root you out in the name of Jesus. You have no place in the midst of us. You have no place in the midst of us. The Bible said that the angels will come together and we pull those weeds out. Those wicked, those workers of iniquity, we pull them out and cast them into the lake of fire. And so by the fire of the Holy Ghost that the prophet spoke about in 2018, we declare right now, let the fire burn against every offense. Let the fire burn against every implantation of the wicked. Let the fire burn in our homes. Let the fire burn in our children. Let the fire burn in our household. Let the fire burn in our ministry. Let the fire burn in our businesses. Let the fire burn in the affairs of our life. Even the fire of the Holy Ghost. That fire that judges, that fire that judges, that fire that separates, that fire that separates, we declare the burning in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we acknowledge you as the consuming fire. And we say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your way in the Mahasto, in the name of Jesus. Where this ministry is concerned, Lord, we lift up the prophet. Even now that he's ministering, we lift him up. We lift Brother Copeland up in the name of Jesus. Oh, shtekai indele mashtaka. Mangele shtokoraba. Yes, we go as laborers, as co-laborers with Jesus, as co-laborers with Brother Copeland. We go into his fields. We go into his faith field. We go into the field of his vision, into the field of his desires. We go into those fields right now and we say, let there be a rooting out of every implantation of hell. Let there be a rooting out of every deception of the enemy. Let there be a rooting out of everything that poses as the angel of light. Let there be a rooting out in the name of Jesus. We say among his partners, let there be a rooting out of wickedness. Wickedness. All forms of wickedness are rooted out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Even as he has invested the word of God, even as he has sown the word and poured his heart into the partners. Oh, there is seed time and there is harvest. And we say in the name of Jesus, by this we're calling the partners. We say the partners are rising up. The partners are rising up. The partners are rising up. Rising up to their places. Partners are rising up. The partners are rising up. The partners are rising up in the name of Jesus. Yes, all of the partners. All of the partners are rising up. The Bible said there was no feeble amongst their tribe. Yes, we declare no feeble amongst our tribe in the name of Jesus. The word said, in changing the addresses, he said, let him that is weak say, I am strong. We declare in the name of Jesus, we are strong in the name of Jesus. We are strong in the Lord. We are strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might, we are strong in the Lord. Let the poor say, I am rich. We are rich in the name of Jesus. We are rich in the name of Jesus. We are rich in substance. We are rich in material substance in the name of Jesus. We are rich. We are strong. We are strong in the name of Jesus. The very strength of God on the inside of us transforms our mortal flesh, transforms our bodies, transforms every part of our body. By the eternal word of God, there is a flooding. There is a flooding in every system of our body. There is a flooding in our members. There is a flooding in us in the name of Jesus. And we are strong. Activation, 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 activation in the name of Jesus. Come alive. Come alive. Osteka hama setika. Hesteke begebegebege. Let go mashtaka. Let that dream come alive. Let that vision come alive. Let that family come alive. You come alive in the name of Jesus. You come alive. You hear the voice of the judge. God has given us authority in this place. And we say to the dreams, to the visions, and to the assignment of this ministry, we say to you, you come alive. You come forth in the name of Jesus. You come alive. You come alive in the name of Jesus. You come alive in the name of Jesus. all of the partners of Brother Copeland, we say to you in the name of Jesus, you come alive. You come alive. You come alive. You take a hasha. You take on a stoker. You come alive and take your place. You take your place. You are a soldier in the army. You take your place. You take your place. You quit you like man and fight in the name of Jesus. You fight, Alamashtaka. Fight and defend your position. Fight. Fight and defend your position. Hold on the kalushta eshtekabaka to the head eleshtukabakashti. Eshtekene no honi hanabaka. Eshtengene heno honi anikini miyake. Eshtene koni ankane kamakane kalaba. Eshtekama koya kamakashola kabakashtakala. Eshtekama, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes and look around you. And see the mekasha. See the support. See the heavenly support. See the support of heaven. See the support of heaven. Hear the voice. Hear the voice. Hear the voice of the commander. Oh, Shekalima Karabatu Kelishta. We must take a Baruka Stekabaka. Stakalabasto Kobeka. Eh, no Stokaba. Ashtakabaga Bongo Bekalaka Bakatakayaka. We stand right now, Edoko. We stand, Kalamaka, for the partners. We stand for the partners right now. And we say in the name of Jesus, we arise. We arise in the name of Jesus. We refuse to be put down. We refuse to be defeated. We refuse to stay down. We refuse to stay down. We refuse to stay down. For the life of God is at work on the inside of us. The restoration life. We are restored. The same spirit that restored Jesus from the dead is alive in us. And we are restored. We are strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. We are strong in the Lord. And in the power of his mind. And so menos tarakada. There is harvest time. We are preparing for the harvest. We are preparing for the harvest. We are preparing for the harvest. And we are having our harvest. We are having the harvest of every seed, financial seed that has been sown into this ministry. We are having our harvest. This ministry, Kana Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain International Church, the revival capital of the old earth. We are having our harvest, the harvest that we have sown on this earth. We are having it 30, 60, 100-fold in the name of Jesus. We have our harvest. We have our harvest. We have it. We have our harvest. Este calabosh te calabosh. We are not missing our season. We are no. We are not missing the season. No, we are not missing it. No. Oh, the Bible said the time is in his hand. My time is in his hand. Oh, yes. Yes. My time is not lost. Our 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 time is in his hand. Hashtag Boguni, Kashta, Karabasho Komekaya, and Merogo Bekesta. And those things, according to our pastor, that will take 20 years. Eshtokoba, yes, we get it done in 1 year. 1 year. 1 year. Eshtoka, Amoko, acceleration. Accelerate. Acceleration, Ekamoshi. Accelerate, Kemekoda. Accelerate to the harvest. Accelerate to the harvest. Accelerate to the harvest. Whoever said we are not having our harvest is a liar. The Lord say, as long as this earth remaineth, there shall be seed time and there shall be harvest time. This world remains. And so even now, every harvest that belongs to this household here, every harvest that belongs to this household, we draw you down right now in the name of Jesus. You come to us. You come to us. Now, let's do something here and then we run. It's healing school time. Okay, let's rise up. I happen to be the one doing the healing school, so. Now, I did not work all this, so it's just not so. You are going to do like this. Stretch forth your hand in front and picture all the financial seed you have sown, all the time you have put in, all the energy and the tears and the pain. Even if you are remunerated, you are rewarded. Don't worry, that's okay. But you stretch out right now. Picture. You picture like Abraham. All of those harvests. Now interpret it in your brain. Okay, now let's say, harvest!
Harvest!
Come to me now! Name. Amen. Thank you guys for coming to prayer today. Hallelujah. So if you are here for healing school, we are going to start any moment now. Hallelujah. Do you have any announcement?